A number of pilgrims from Canada have been lucky enough to make the trip to Rio de Janeiro for World Youth Day. For some of them, this is their first WYD. For others, they have done it all before, at previous events. Our correspondent in Rio, Sean Patrick Lovett, spoke to some of them about their visit and also asked them about the challenges of being a young person in Canada today.
Alana, from Canada, where about?
I'm from Vancouver, BC.
And your first Youth Day?
Actually, this is my second World Youth Day. I got to go to the one in Germany, so it was a great experience, but I was only 15, so this time I'm able to enter in more and have a more spiritually focused experience.
If it doesn't embarrass you, how old are you now?
I'm 23.
We change a lot between 15 and 23, don't we? How have you changed?
I feel like this time around I'm able to give more. I think last time I was just there experiencing the church and how young it is, getting to meet so many new people from all over the world. It was really an exciting time. This time around, I actually know Christ personally, and I felt called to be here, and now I'm just able to see the church more fully and appreciate it. So
what do you take back to the young people of Canada from this experience in Rio?
That the Catholic Church is not boring. It's exciting. It's young. It's alive. There's so many people from all over that are here, and they've just gathered, and they bring their music. They bring their culture. Jesus is alive, and that's what I want to share.
Nick is also from Canada. Where about?
I'm from the East Coast, Nova Scotia.
And may I ask how old you are?
I'm 23.
And this is your...
My first World Youth Day.
And in... five words, how are you going to describe the experience when you go back home? Or how have you been describing the experience in your tweets and your Facebook page and all the rest?
It's been amazing, beautiful, just a sense of love and joy, I would say, describes the entire thing.
And of course, the big question is, you know, what do you take away from this experience, etc.? But I'm interested to know what you bring to the experience. As a young Canadian, you're mixing with people from all over the world. What is your particular experience that you're bringing here to Rio?
Well, we bring our mission of Christ and bringing that to other people from Canada. From our perspective, we want to show the world that, you know, Canadians are part of the church and that... Well, we love everybody, and we love Jesus.
What do people think about Canada when you meet people here from Zimbabwe, from the Philippines? What is their preconception of Canada?
They seem to be very receptive, actually. Almost every group we encounter, they're coming up to us and hugging us and just shouting out Canada. And
why do people like Canada so much?
I don't know. It's great, though. I like it.
You're enjoying the popularity, are you?
Yes, for sure.
Andrew, yes, this is your how many World Youth Day?
This is my third World Youth Day.
You're that old?
I'm 25.
And you've been where?
I went to Germany in 2007. No, sorry, Germany in 2005 and Australia in 2008.
You were in Sydney?
I was.
I didn't see you there.
No, we must have missed each other in the crowd.
Okay, Andrew, you get the tough question, you see. Okay. How hard is it to be a young person in Canada today?
How hard is it to be a young person in Canada today?
In other words, what are the biggest challenges to being young, being a young Canadian?
I'd probably say finding who you are, finding your identity. There's so many different things pulling you in so many different directions and so many ways that you can be told this is what you're supposed to be or this is where you're supposed to go. And I'd say finding out who you are. There's a crisis of identity, and finding out who you are is the hardest thing facing young people today.
And how does the church help you in answering those questions?
The church is my home. The church is where I'm at home. I am a child of God, and in the church I've found my purpose. I've found my happiness. I've found joy.
And how does coming to an event like World Youth Day help you answer those questions?
Coming to World Youth Day helps me answer those questions by I see so many millions of other young people who too have found a home, have found their master, have found the love of their life. They have found Christ. They have found the church. They have found true freedom. They have found true joy on this earth through the Catholic Church.
And that's the message you're going to take back?
That's the message I'm going to take back. Yeah, absolutely. that the church is young, the church is alive, the church is vibrant, and in the church you have a true home.